Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. Road construction season is getting quite an early jump this year as two major projects that will affect Northfield drivers begin today. Phase 1A of the College Street and Water Street area's reconstruction project gets underway today. This section of the project will focus on College Street South between Woodley Street East and 7th Street East and 8th Street East between College Street South and Winona Street South. Phase 1B, which begins in May, will continue work on 8th Street between Winona Street and Nevada Street, Winona Street South between Woodley Street and 7th Street, and 9th Street between College and Winona Streets will be part of Phase 1B as well. The project includes complete street and utility reconstruction, new sidewalk installations, bikeway improvements, and miscellaneous pedestrian improvements. All work on the project is expected to be completed by late October of 2024. A statement issued by the city asks those needing more information to visit the project page or subscribe to the College Street and Water Street area's reconstruction Notify Me alerts on the City of Northfield website. Meanwhile, construction on the six-legged roundabout on Highway 19 at I-35 will begin today as well. In October, the Rice County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved construction of the roundabout on the east side of I-35. The project will connect the interstate's northbound on- and off-ramps with Highway 19. County Roads 46 and 59 will connect on either side of the highway as well. A temporary road is planned underneath I-35 during the construction. The county has no intention of closing Highway 19 during the project. However, County Roads 46 and 59 will be closed, and the northbound I-35 ramp will be closed at times. Work is expected to be complete by the end of October. A project page has been set up on the Rice County website. Throughout construction, motorists will be encouraged to visit the page frequently for updates. Both Rice County and the City of Northfield urge motorists to always drive with caution, slow down in work zones, and never enter a road blocked with barriers or cones. Despite today's weather forecast, the Northfield Public Library will host an eclipse viewing party this afternoon. The moon is expected to pass between the sun and the earth, eclipsing about 75% of the sun in Minnesota, at 2:02 p.m. today. Director of Library Services Natalie Draper said the library will have different resources available in order to safely view the rare event. While watching the eclipse with the naked eye can be harmful, Draper said there will be safe viewing glasses available provided by the National Science Foundation. Library employees and volunteers will also be on hand to help visitors see the eclipse through alternative options.
They'll also be showing folks how to make eclipse viewers if you don't want to look directly at it, even with eclipse glasses, and you want to learn some more science because it's pretty neat to actually project the eclipse onto the ground.
The weather forecast is calling for clouds most of the day. However, the festivities will go on as planned. The library's eclipse viewing party will run from 1 p.m. to 2:15 this afternoon. According to NASA's website, the next total solar eclipse that will be visible in North America will be in August of 2044. Meanwhile, today is the first day of National Library Week. Draper said to celebrate the event, the library is introducing three new styles of library cards featuring art that is owned by the Northfield Public Library.
We've added three more that feature artwork that is in the library. So we have the mural by Rocky Casillas that's in our children's department. We have the mural by Paula Rojas that is at the Library Oasis. And then we have the mosaic by Michael Sweary that was one of our artists on Main Street projects.
Draper said the library is also waiving the $2 fee this week to replace lost or damaged library cards. And finally, applications are due on Thursday for the library's Summer Page program. Applicants should be students who will be in 6th to 9th grade in the 2024-2025 school year. Library pages volunteer for 9 weeks from June 11th to August 8th for approximately 5 hours a week. Mandatory team meetings take place on Tuesdays from 1 to 2:30 p.m. and pages will be assigned to other hour-and-a-half time slots during the week. Pages must attend three mandatory training sessions on May 7th, 21st, and 28th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. There are 12 page positions available. Those accepted as pages will be notified by the end of the day on April 19th. Draper said applications are available at the library or can be filled out online at mynpl.org. And the Northfield School Board will meet tonight in the boardroom of the Northfield School District office building. Among the items on the agenda this evening will be a report made to the board by Director of Instructional Services Hope Langston and Instructional Coach Carrie Duba regarding consistent student attendance. The subject has been a problem area across the country following the COVID-19 pandemic. Langston and Duba will update the board on the district's efforts in this area. Northfield Superintendent of Schools Dr. Matt Hillman will give the board a brief update on the referendum efforts, including the new webpage to help educate voters about the problems in the high school and why the referendum will be on the November ballot. Hillman will also give his quarterly update on the superintendent focus areas for the school year. The school board will always invite public comments from those who live in the Northfield School District. Time for those comments is scheduled at the beginning of each meeting. Registration is required to address the school board. Those wishing to do so may sign up beginning at 5:30 p.m. Tonight's meeting will begin at 6 o'clock. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One.